There's energy all around us. It's energy within us. You can take energy away from you. You can give energy. That is up to you. You can allow for a replenishing of energy in your life. And let's take it from a nutritional standpoint. So if you choose not to eat, you are not providing yourself with the nutritional value that you need. That does not mean that your body cannot, you know, function or function even better at some point. Through fasting, you get things like ketosis, you get things like fighting off cancer. Popular to me. What is it? Autophagy. When you deprive yourself of things, when you deprive yourself of something, if you're teaching yourself how to eat well, and you deprive your body of certain things, then your body learns to work with what it has. And in fact, it will regenerate in a healthier fashion. If you do not feed yourself, understand that food is energy, right? I'm picturing like a mystery laundry, family, or just food in general. It all provides energy, but the energy is going to be different, and it's going to be energy that is different to different people. This is why you have to know your body. This is why you have to know your mind in Christ, is because if you don't know your mind in Christ, if you don't know your body in Christ, you're going to eat something that you may be allergic to, right? And you're going to wonder why Dolly Mae or Bobby Joe over there can eat something like peanut butter, the popular one, but Mary can't, you know, or you can't, right? And you're going to think that you did something wrong, but we don't think that in nutrition. We don't put ourselves down in nutrition, so why do you put yourself down in life? Why do you think, when you look over to your left or right and you say, I see what God is doing in their life, so I must be off track in mine. I'm not where they are, so I must be off track in mine. But if you understand that, well, let's say you are allergic to peanut butter, this is how my mind works. It's absolutely chaotic, so welcome to me. Let's say you are allergic to peanut butter and you don't acknowledge it. It still exists. It still exists. The fact that you have peanut butter, you can't always conquer the fact that you have peanut butter, but you can work with it. You know? Or that you can't have peanut butter. But you work with it. You work with it. Another thing is when I work with ADHD kids or ADD kids, here's something. And something I've noticed with me, I don't think I have ADHD or ADD, and here's something also that God has really, like, revealed to me with that, and just, like, comes to a realization with. Listen, a lot of people want to get stuck on the labels. It brings you attention. It does. Sorry, Sasha. I am full on being your son. I do not care. Feeling alive. Good grounding. But when I'm working with this kid, when you just have a great amount of energy, let's say anxiety, that's a popular one. When you have anxiety, it's not a bad thing. It's just you have to rechannel the energy. Understand that energy is a gift. And then take you back to the oranges, you know? You have to give yourself energy a lot of the time, you know? What you fill yourself with matters. That's why I'll get to that one later. But the music you listen to, the words you take in, the interactions you have, the things that you can control. And I gotta get to that one too. I can remember all these different topics I'm talking about. You just rechannel the energy. It's really a gift. Not everyone has that full energy. If you're going through hard times in your life, understand that not everyone gets to go through its hard times. I know it's painful. I know you probably are laying down on your floor crying. You're on your knees saying, God, why me? But if you're going to look at your heart, if you're going to look at that and say, listen, I'm going to make the most of whatever you have to make. I think it's just a sea glass. I felt like three this week. But if you rechannel the energy, you can channel it wherever you want to. I don't mean that in a woo woo way. I really don't. But if someone is being, let's say you have this anxiety, I'm gonna focus on you because you know what, you don't want to control it. You really don't want to. That's strange. I'll also get to that one. It's not good. But if you choose to rechannel the energy, you decide to put it somewhere else and focus on God, you grow so much more exponentially, and you can take that time to grow. I don't know if that's fully what I was trying to say. I feel like there's something possibly missing. But the truth stands, and if I remember, I'll come back to it.